Well, now let's look at a novel for adults, which brings our subject matter, young adults and sex, into clear focus. It's called All the Way, and it's by the award-winning French author Marie Daliasek. The story centres on a 16-year-old French girl called Salange, who lives in a sleepy and isolated French village. What a perfect place to live. In the Basque Country, so down the south there. It's summer, it's hot, and Salange is bored. And she starts thinking about having sex for the first time, and she ponders about whom she should lose her virginity to. Here's Rhiannon Brown speaking to Marie Daliasek on the line from her home in Paris about All the Way.
Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
So it's set in the 1980s. It's the school holidays. Everybody's bored. And everybody's thinking about sex. And maybe having sex for the first time.
Yes, at some point she says the whole school is obsessed with sex, and it's the 80s, and it's a very specific time in history, I dare say, because after centuries of injunction on the body of young girls, be virgin before wedding, whether you do it or not, but at least stay quiet about it. Now in the 80s, after the sexual liberation and after that wonderful achievement that was the contraception, girls were not only free to do what they wanted to be, but in a way, they had to do it. The order on their body was reversed in a way.
Almost as if they'd lost the right to say no.
Yes, my novel is a bit like that. My novel is on this grey zone of consent where Solange isn't even sure that she really wants to do what she's about to do and what she does. But she is also full of vital energy and of desire. It's also a book, a novel, sort of a happy and comic novel also, I hope, where you can see a young woman with as much sexual energy than a boy, obviously. But it's a little bit more difficult to manage, to behave in the world at that time.
Well, even reading the novel today, it struck me how challenging it is, even as a female reader, to read about female sexuality. We're used to books written about losing your virginity and sex, but so often they've been written about men. And to read a book written by a woman, it was very refreshing and also quite confronting.
It was not a challenge at all for me. It was basically memory, even if there's a part of fiction. But it was reality, and for my girlfriends at that time too. I mean, a lot of women my age and even older or younger have recognized themselves here in France, at least. But the challenge was more after that, on the reception of the book. Some people were a bit shocked, and I'm surprised that our times are still quite Puritan, perhaps even more than 10 years ago. There's a sort of backlash. Because, yes, my Solange, this teenager, has the vocabulary of her age. She's not very polite. She's not very groomed. She was raised in the middle class, and of course her vocabulary and her actions are quite harsh, are quite direct, I would say. But we live in a world still today where a young boy can say here in France, "C'est bon don," which means I'm getting horny. This book, this movie, this game, it's really bon don. A girl would never say, "It makes me wet." Never. It would be considered so vulgar and absolutely disgusting. This is why I wrote this book, in a way, because I'm amazed that a girl cannot describe her physical reactions, healthy physical reactions of desire, in a society that welcomes the reactions of boys.
One of the problems Solange has is that she must lose her virginity, but at the same time, it's like she has to stay pure, which is kind of impossible.
Yes. You have to do it to be a cool girl, to be a trendy girl, to be a girl from the 80s, to be libérée, as we said at that time, to be free. But you don't have to do it too much. You don't have to do it so that all the village knows it. Only the cool people must know it. And still at that time in the 80s in my village, there were two girls who were pregnant without being married. And they were outcast. And I'm talking about 1958.
And it's also that age where if you're going to do it, you're not going to know your body at all well yet.
Yes.
So there's all that awkwardness as well.
I was also very interested in the awkwardness, not only of the bodies, but of the words used to describe what they lived, because they don't have the words. The words they have come from the magazines of the time, magazines for girls, from the mothers, what they can hear of the mothers talking together, from the dirty jokes of the macho men. I was right in a very macho village. Mm. Also from the animals. Because it's really a book, it's not about Paris, it's about the countryside, cows copulating, dogs, cats, etc. So those young girls were not romantic at all. They were deep inside, but they lived in a very sexualized world. And they, for the first time in history again, they were supposed to be part of that world now, but not too much again. So Solange doesn't even know where is her own desire. She's lost. She's confused. She's also very, very curious. And she takes risks.
She does. There's quite a lot of suspense in the novel because we're not too sure who she's going to end up sleeping with.
Yeah.
You know, will it be the boy that likes her, the one that doesn't? Will it be the older, yeah, older adult next door? And I was sort of wondering in that equation where the whole idea of love sits, because we're talking about sex, but we're not talking about love.
Yes, she never talks about love. In a way, she doesn't allow herself to think in terms of love. I think she would like to, but remember those times, it was the time of that terrible movie, and that I loved it, called 9 Weeks and a Half with Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke.
Oh, yes.
That was our model, in a way. Those people, you know, thinking that the utmost sexual thing to do was licking another body with honey, this sort of bit stupid, cheesy things. And they never talked about love. Whereas our grandmothers kept talking, you should marry the right one and of course not have sex before. And so it was very confusing times. Our mothers were only worried about don't get pregnant. That was the point. But we, in a way, we didn't even know how to make love. So it's all that story of, it's a world of confusion where Solange wants to do it, thinks she has to do it, but she's also very embarrassed when she has her own periods. So it's a strange world. The first part of the book is about having one's period. And I realize today it's still, for young girls around me, for my babysitters, for example, It's not that natural. It's still a source of embarrassment. And I'm not talking about the boys. So everything is still a bit the same, to my amazement.
I think that's true. It sounds like it's the same in France as it is in Australia too. I mean, you know, for a girl getting her period, it's a rites of passage thing. Your body's changed forever. And it's secret, but you also assume that other people start looking at you differently.
Yeah.
It interested me to hear, Marie, that the reception in France, or in Europe at least, that there was quite a lot of shock around the language, about the subject matter, because I've always thought France was a little bit more liberal when it came to talking about sex, but you don't find that the case. You still think it's conservative there as well?
I think France is very liberal with books coming from men, and when a woman takes the liberty to speak about her own body, she gets attention, obviously, but there is also a reaction. And the point here in France, basically the book was well received, but there were reactions on the reactionary part, the part that's demonstrating at the moment against the marriage for gay people, etc. These sorts of people, they are still there. But one critic in a Right magazine counted the number of times where my character says bit. Bit means cock. But she's not going to say penis. She's 14 in the
yes.
village. See what I mean? So it surprised me, but it's, in a way, for a lot of people too, it's surprising that a young girl wants to do it. young girls are not all victims. And I wanted to write a book with this vital strength of nature in that young girl. There are also stories around the river, around the power of summer, of, you know, trees growing, grass, all this wonderful power of nature. That's also in our veins. That's also, it's not a book about love, but I hope it's also, there is some lyricism about that vital energy in her. She's a young, alive little thing. And at some point, she's also cruel. When she wants somebody, she does things that are not really nice sometimes.
Oh Maria di Tushare Numa, 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 oh le ciel, oh Maria, les nuages blessés avec, oh Maria, les anges par milliers tout noirs, oh Maria di Tushare, tout noir, oh Maria.
Marie, you've written many books, and one book I just wanted to touch on quickly was a book that you wrote about motherhood called Le Bébé, The Baby.
Yeah.
Why did you write that book? What was the impulse there?
Again, I think I'm always writing about, against, around stereotypes. And I wrote that book in the very beginning of the years 2000 in France, in a time where still you were surrounded with sentences saying, oh, this is the best part in a woman's life, you know, having a baby. And I was, like many women, tired, soft around the belly, in a bad mood, with sore teeth, etc. And of course I was very happy to have this kid, but it was so much more difficult than I thought. So I just wanted to write about that. I think you, in the Anglophone countries, you already had books saying that it was not only happiness. But here in France it was quite a shock, that book. And a lot of people, read it and thanked me because, yeah, you got a right to be not so happy with a little born in your arms. I have three kids now. I'm a very happy mother, but it's also extremely challenging, difficult, funny also. And I'm not perfect, and they are not perfect. And it, for a writer, it's a very powerful subject when you decide to tell the truth. That's all. That's very simple. And some pages of the books are not about happiness.
I understand that when you were in the hospital, the maternity hospital, a midwife came into the room.
Yeah, I love that, yeah.
Tell us that story.
Yeah, everything had been fine, and I had a novel to finish. That's my work, that's my passion. So I opened my computer on my lap, and the baby was sleeping, and the nurse came into the room without knocking, as they always do in hospitals, and she said, just put down that laptop immediately. It will prevent the milk from flowing. And I couldn't even understand what she was talking about. And I thought, wow, welcome in a completely different world. And of course, working has never prevented the milk from flowing. But I was caught in a new set of sentences, of words, of behaviors. And that was very interesting for a writer.
I understand you also practice as a psychoanalyst. Tell me about how those two jobs, being the psychoanalyst and the writer, feed each other or sit beside each other. I'm sure there's a lot of connections and similarities.
I started to train as a psychoanalyst because it drove me crazy to do nothing but write. And as Winnicott put it, my patients cure me, but it's a joke, but it's also a truth. Of course, I try myself to help them, to cure them. But, you know, as a writer, you can stay for hours in your pyjama in a bed. Nobody tells you to get up. And I was getting incredibly, not depressed, but outside the world. So when somebody rings at your door, you have to be fit. You have to be standing on your feet and ready to be to the other, with the other. And it helped me a lot. And, of course, it was all about words, and I know a lot about words. But it's also very different because you work with orality when you're a shrink. Mm. When you're a writer, you write. It's almost two different places in your brain.
Thanks so much for speaking to us today, Marie Dariasek, about your novel All the Way.
Thank you. Thank you.
couvert de temps perdu.
French author and psychoanalyst Marie Dariussecq, and All the Way is published in Australia by Text. Rhiannon Brown with that story. Next up, we return to young adult fiction, fiction which deals not so much with sex, but with violence.